We said that there's when a person is learning Torah, he's supposed to stop for a mitzvah that won't be accomplished by other people. And the question was, how do you gauge that? So the answer is relatively simple. You're going to learn with time what is accomplished by other people and what not. It's not a question of what could be accomplished by other people. It's a question of will it be accomplished by other people. If there's a mitzvah that's here, and if I don't do it, no one else is going to do it. So then I have to do it. So that means if I know a new student came in and no one's going to look out for him to get a new bet, I have to do that. I have to ask him, make sure he's got a new bet. If I see the student wandering through the base medrash, and the question is someone going to show him where there's an empty seat? Well, I hope other people will do it, and if not, then I'll catch up with him. I'm saying there are things which theoretically it's reasonable to expect that other people will do it. And if they're not doing it, then maybe I should educate them to do it. Maybe I should put up a sign that says, hey, when new people show up to base medrash, every guy should take a hand in showing them around. I think it's a question of reasonable expectation. If it's within reason for me to expect other people will do it, so I could rest easy and hope that they do it. Obviously, it depends a little bit on how weighty the mitzvah is. You know, if there's an electric cord sticking out over here and a person can get electrocuted, you can't just say, well, I figure someone else is going to deal with it. No, you have to ensure that someone deals with it. That's a hazard. That's a danger, right? So it depends, you know. Depends on the mitzvah. But in general, you use your estimation. Is it logical that other people will deal with it? And usually you'll get it right. And that's good enough. You can't do more than that.